Hot temperatures and restricted rainfall will continue across a large part of the Midwest for another couple of days, and then we'll have opportunities for a little bit of precipitation in the north and east periodically as we move on into the next week. There will be a chance for some cooling to occur as well as time moves forward, but don't look for it to be real dramatic for a little while. But we do have a succession of frontal systems that will be marching through the Midwest over time, and eventually we'll find our temperatures a little less stressful. The Western Corn Belt yesterday was pretty impressive with its temperature extremes, 99 degrees at Des Moines and a number of locations in Missouri and even southeastern portions of Minnesota getting up to 97 degrees. Further to the west, temperatures over 100 were reported in portions of Nebraska and South Dakota, even north central sections and northwestern sections of Kansas. And it looks like as we go forward through the next couple of days, we'll see more of the same occurring there. Some of the heat will continue to work its way a little further east in the Midwest. A lot of the eastern portions of the Midwest yesterday were in the 80s and a few lower 90s. We'll see that repeated again for the next day or two. And it looks like there'll be an opportunity for some showers and thunderstorms to develop here as time moves forward a little bit. And looks like our best opportunity for rain will start off in the upper portions of the Midwest initially. And this is probably going to be the result of a small disturbance that's moving over the top of the ridge of high pressure. It's going to occur tomorrow night into Thursday for the eastern parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. And then on Thursday going into Friday, we'll see that precipitation work its way further to the east across Wisconsin and into the eastern Midwest, impacting areas like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Indiana and Ohio. The rainfall associated with this event as we move into that period of time will likely be highly varied. Most areas probably won't see a tremendous volume of precipitation, but there will be a few locations that will come out with maybe a half inch to three quarters of an inch, and a few other areas that will probably be left dry. We do expect the precipitation to be beneficial wherever it occurs, but it's obviously not going to be lasting very long because temperatures are still going to be relatively warm across the region. A little bit further out in the forecast period, we've got another couple of disturbances that are lined up to move over the ridge of high pressure and actually push it further to the west. As that takes place over time, we should see less heat in the eastern and central parts of the Midwest. The southwestern Corn Belt, though, will continue to see the warmest weather on a regular basis. A lot of 90s expected to extend on into next week. But for other areas in the Midwest, perhaps not quite so oppressively hot for a while as we move on into the early to middle part of next week. And then again, late next week, two frontal systems will offer temperatures maybe as cool as the 70s and 80s in the north and 80s in the south. We'll see how well that comes together over time. Temperatures at night are still going to be very warm for the next few nights. A lot of 60 and 70 degree readings. This morning, temperatures already over 80 degrees in the upper parts of the Midwest. Obviously, a signal that we're going to be back up in well into the 90s this afternoon. But we'll get rid of those kinds of low temperatures as we move forward in time. The latter part of this week and into next week, we'll get back into some 50 and 60 degree readings in the northwest part of the Midwest, while 60 and 70s occur in the southeast. There's still just not a lot of precipitation in the pipeline. If you're in Ohio, parts of Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin, you probably have a fairly good chance you'll see enough precipitation to maintain status quo on soil moisture. But most other areas in the Midwest will see a notable decline for yet another several-day period, and crop stresses will continue to be great enough to hurt the production potential. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.